Blue Apron Big Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out which one is the lie. And our trusty on-air producer, Mr. Michael Evans.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there. Hey, Cindy tonight.
Yes, he's going as Cindy, S-I-N-D. He's going to be jotting down the stories, and then at the end of the four stories, he's going to recap the stories, and we're going to take a vote. All right, so Jessica, would you please introduce our guests?
I'd love to. I'm so happy to see these two lovely faces tonight. It's been a while. I'm so glad Gail's out doing auditions. Anyway, let me introduce her. Comedian, she's an actor, she's a singer, she just dropped a debut comedy album called Oh Yeah Girl, and has a song called Boom Boom. So thank you so much for coming and being here. This is Miss Dale Harrison.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for doing the podcast. Jessica, our second guest.
Yes, again, I'm so happy to see her. We met at Eliza's wedding a while back. She opens for Eliza and in Canada as well, whenever Eliza's up there and she comes to the U.S., all that good stuff. She's my inspiration. She's lost over 120 pounds. I'm trying to catch up with her. So I think that's amazing. She's a radio host, but she was definitely a comedian first and really, really, really wants to explain why in God's name she is on a freaking radio morning show. This is Miss Lori Gibbs.
Hi, guys.
Right.
It's nice to meet y'all.
Welcome to the show, Lori. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, let's just jump to it because we have people jumping on Facebook and such things. And so what we're going to do is you each are going to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We're going to rotate it around, and we're going to actually start with Dell. So Dell will tell the first story, then we'll go to Lori, then Dell, then Lori. And there we go. We're off to the races. All right, Dell, go.
Okay, so my father is Ethiopian, and he sent me down to live in Atlanta when I was like around 19 years old, which was, guys, just yesterday. And I went to live with a friend of his family, and they were also like Ethiopians. And, you know, I have been like submerged into the like Ethiopian culture. And, but then I did not, you know how to tell them I don't speak the language, you know? So like they're at the table and I'm just like, uh-huh, yeah. And then, you know, they would have to like point repeatedly to the things I'm saying. And then, you know, I was trying to tell the friend, Bevan, you know, that I did not know how to speak. And she would, I think she might have just guessed it. So she was just like, listen, you just say this when they say this, and then you just say this. And I'm just like, I wasn't even concerned about how to really speak it. I just wanted to know when I was at that kitchen table, how do I ask for the like specific food? Like, how do I ask for seconds? How do I ask for something to drink? You know, that was like my main concern. And then, I moved before her family could like approach me about not speaking and move back to DC, and boom, that was my father's friend's family.
Wow. So did, when you moved, so you went, where were they at when you went to go visit
them?
They
were in Atlanta.
Okay. So you went to Atlanta. How long did you stay in Atlanta?
Only for like 3 or 4 months.
Okay. When you left to go back to D.C., was there a specific reason?
Well, I needed to get out of their home because we were basically sleeping on the floor in their home. So I needed to get out there, but like getting a job was hard. Then I got this dog. Then I got put out of the, like I had gotten the room with this other girl. Then I had gotten a dog. So then she was like, I couldn't come and stay there. So I wound up just having to like call up my mom and then go back to DC.
All right.
I think I'm on your own. Only lasted like 4 months.
That's it. 4 months on my own. Father's friends, family let me stay there, but then I needed to go from there because sleeping on the floor was just brutal. and it was cold. And then, you know, I had gotten this dog, you know, I'm a sucker for a dog. So I got this dog and I was going to move into this other girl's like a room, like a shared room. But then because I had the dog, they was like, no, you can't come. So I just gave up. I had no fight in me. I just gave up.
And how old were you, Gal?
19.
They'll get that dog when you're 19 thing. We've all been there.
It's better than getting a baby.
Fuck, oh, true, yeah. True, true. I know, but it's harder to get rid of a dog, though.
I know. It's easy to get rid of a baby. But it's so hard to get rid of a dog.
Wait, I think I need help. I'm struggling to understand which language and culture were you struggling to assimilate to? Was it you were struggling to speak the English or Ethiopian they were speaking?
No,
in that
the
home?
Ethiopian that it's called I forget even the name of the language. I wanna say Arabic, like
Good question,
I wanna say
Michael.
Eritrean, but anyway, I was struggling to assimilate to the Ethiopian culture.
Okay, yeah, that seems like something I might struggle with too. I've never even been to DC, and I would just head back to DC. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's what I did.
Now that Dell is definitely a sucker for animals, we were on in an RV, a tiny RV, animals going down the desert to shoot something. Anyway, this cat showed up out of nowhere, and we ended up riding back with a new cat.
Is this a fully grown cat? Is it an adult cat?
Yes. No, it was a kitten.
It was pretty.
It was like probably like 9 months. That's like a kitten in my. I mean, guys, if you can't keep your cat, then, you know, I'll just have to give it a home.
So that you, I'm just, this cat didn't have a home for sure. I think you guys may have stolen a cat, is what I'm saying.
We stopped at a Checkers to get something to eat, and here comes this cat. And it was like near some old like rural, you know, housing or whatever. But I just figured like, blue, y'all not missing this cat, because you know, you would be like out. You would be like, yo, where's Dusty at? You know what I'm saying?
Did you name him Dusty because he was all dusty?
I don't even know if we named him. I just know we took him.
All right. I love how Jessica's blaming you for that when she's a sucker for any kind of animal.
Yeah, what the fuck, Jess? That was some shit.
Under the RV. No.
All right, that's a first great story. You know, Lori, you guys are allowed to ask each other questions. And so people sometimes will play along on Facebook and they'll have questions. Jessica will keep her eye out for that. And so, Lori, unless you have any questions for Dell's story, do you want to just move on to your story?
Just a quick question, Dell. Okay. What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Thomas.
And what's his cell phone number? I mean, you're a very attractive woman. I'm just thinking of jeans and I don't know. We'll talk later. It's fine.
His name was Thomas from Ethiopia?
Thomas from Ethiopia.
I know a guy from Ethiopia. You know what his name is?
What?
Cow.
Cow?
C-A-U. Not a normal name. How's his name Thomas?
Some people have a normal name. It's that last name that'll get you.
Okay. I'll trust you. Harrison, I know. It's a doozy, Harrison.
Thomas Harrison. Yeah. Fucking Ethiopia. Oh my god, that is hilarious, Michael.
I want cow's number two. Just in case it doesn't work out.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Lori, go ahead, tell your story.
Okay. Early in my comedy career, I went to a ladies' home party as a gig, because when you're new, you take anything that anybody will give you. So I thought, hey, it could be fun. I'll do a show amongst the sex toys, because that was the kind of party. And I got up and I was very nervous, very new. I'm in someone's house. It's a friend, but I'm still very new to comedy and I'm in a living room. So it's freaking me out. And one of the guests, who was very funny, suggested that I take some cream that you're supposed to put on your nipples to arouse yourself and put it somewhere much more intimate and try to do my show while it was applied on my clitoris. And I did.
But did you, like, right there, like, oh, and open up your pants and just fucking
no, oh, oh my God, it? No. It was very arranged. It was, they were very sanitary. They had those, like, think of a wooden stir stick from Starbucks. You would take a little bit of the cream on the stick, and then you would go to the loo, put it where you wanted to, and then I re-entered the room.
And how was that set?
Pardon me?
How was that set? After that,
oh my God, you know what I learned that night? That no matter what's going on in your life, when you start doing your set, the adrenaline kills everything. So I've had adrenaline kill period cramps, I've had adrenaline kill all of that stuff, and it was the same thing. It was like it wasn't even happening.
I thought you were gonna say that you learned that you could do comedy when you had a wet pussy. That's what I thought you were gonna say.
That's so close, because doing comedy does make me very wet. So
Fair enough.
It's funny. She's like, I'm doing a house show, because you know when you're new in comedy, you'll take any gig. And then, but that doesn't excuse when someone's like, hey, why don't you throw some of this nip cream on your vagina there? And it turns out, I think you're just someone that says yes to everything, and that's why you are at the house show.
Yes!
You'll do that show tomorrow.
Oh my God, that's so me. I'm a puppy. I'll do whatever tricks you want.
You'll hop in that RV with fucking Dell and Jess.
That was me. Yes. I am Dusty.
On Facebook is already like, I totally believe her.
Yeah, what a bizarre fucking, you know?
There was
never a part where you were like, hey, that's a fucking crazy question. Like, that's a, were you drinking? It seems like a bizarre thing to say to another adult in a sober state. It's a party where you're looking at those.
Have you ever been to a lady little dick party or whatever, though?
Yeah, listen.
That should be our new podcast,
Jessica,
Little
Dick
Party.
No, Jessica, never, never.
Like,
I have, however, called my ex-husband's penis the wooden stir stick.
I don't even know if that's good or bad.
Lisa was good. Lisa was hard.
Left splinters though.
Okay. You know, wait. Right. Did you ever answer how was the set? Tell me, like, the actual overall comedy experience. How new into comedy were you?
Well, Cindy, I did answer that question actually. I said that the adrenaline blocked out the sensation, so it was a good set. But like, it was the nipple cream did not affect the quality of comedy. And when I'm talking new, I'm like, this might have been the third time I weighed up in front of people, and it was at my friend Shelley's house. So that's why, when you're close as women, you can ask those questions, and they don't seem that bizarre, to be honest with you.
I have technical questions.
Yeah.
In your comedy, do you do a lot of act outs? Do you move around a lot? Or do you just kind of stand there?
I usually work with a pommel horse. So
this story is true.
Also, wait a minute. I want to know also, too, is after you got on stage and you got back home, did the sensation come back?
Yes, and it was not good, Del. Thank you for asking.
Why? What happened? Wow. Did it burn when you peed?
Well, there was herpes on the stick. That's all I can say. No.
Classic herpes.
Wow. Nope, that just was like my ex-husband's.
From your ex-husband's stir stick.
Felicia, you are killing him today.
The problem with the nipple cream, it's not a problem. The user was the problem, because it should be on your nipples, which is probably, well, actually it is a lovely sensation, but when you put it somewhere with a bajillion nerve endings, it's just too much. So
on your nipples, is it supposed to like make it feel cool, like minty, or?
It's a tingly, and it tastes like raspberries. It's called Nipple Nibbler. Uh-huh. So it's nice for the other person too. I wouldn't say it makes them cold, but hard, yeah.
All right. All righty. So two very good stories. Does anybody have any more questions? I think we did ask quite a few of them.
Well, that's really comprehensive.
I do kind of have a question.
Okay, great.
First of all, Mike Vargas said, I think Lori still uses it.
It's because Mike works at the place she buys it.
I thought I blocked that guy.
But in the airport, I went to a lot of these passion parties. Mm-hmm. My friends always threw all of them. So my question is, why did you have to put nipple cream down there when they specifically have one for the clitoris?
Well, I'm telling you, this was 20 cheaper. Years ago, and if I'd known cheaper. There was one for the clitoris.
Cheaper,
that's fantastic. Yeah. I had a coupon. How's that?
Yeah, nothing like the ounce per dollar on nipple cream. I've been saying
you were probably 7 when this happened, Jess, and back in the olden days, we just had to make do with nipple cream, man. It was tough times.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp.
You don't know how lucky you kids have it.
Oh, I haven't heard someone direct that to me in a long time. Thank you. All right.
Pleasure.
So Del, let's move on to your second story.
So my second story, speaking of fire on the pussy. Oh my God. So I was in New York and I was staying at my homegirl's house, who is lesbian, you know. Not that this has anything to do with the story, but I'm telling you that because I had met this dude. First of all, I was beating on a dude. Like, that's why I love New York, because dudes a la in New York, okay? So then I was so tired of all these like bummy dudes hollering. And I was like, today I'm going out to meet my spiritual eco. You know, I said that in the morning time. I'm leaving her home, I'm housing for her. And at nighttime, I went to order some Chinese food, and boom, this tall, gorgeous dude like taps me on the shoulder. He was like, yo, put my number in your phone real fast. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm going this way. I'm going to Whole Foods to get, you know, change so I can pay for my Chinese food. And he was like, well, let me walk with you. And he wound up walking with me. And then, of course, he said the magic words, do you smoke? And I was like, did he just propose? Yes, he did. So anyway, so he, of course, has weed on him. We go to the Chinese place and sit down and talk for a second. And then we about to smoke. And my homegirl, outside of my homegirl's building. And that's him in that fire truck right there. So anyway, so then he says, but then I do a sneeze pee, okay? You know how like you sneeze and then a little pee is about to come out. And I don't want that. I don't have no underwear, so I don't want it to like land on my dress. So I immediately stand up. It was like, let's go inside. I got my dogs inside. Let me check, you know? So I went to the inside and I, you know, my dogs had tore this girl house up. And I was like, well, let's just stay in here. Let's just smoke because the firecrackers make my dog scared. And when I tell you, this guy, oh my God, did he fuck the cowboy shit out of me. And I was just so happy to have broken her house in, this lesbian girl house in, because how is she gonna have all this mood lighting and all this good heterosexual lighting in your house and not be using this as a friend to you? I owe you to get dick down up in here. The end.
Let's unpack this fucking story of yours, though. You know, your storytelling style is definitely different in this story than the first story, right? Like,
it is?
Yeah, like you weren't quite sure, or you would stumble, like start and then stop and then finally, you know, have the right like clue for the story. Does that make sense, Jessica and Michael?
Makes sense. Yeah, sorry, I was looking at my notes here because I'm thinking with you, and I'm like, both of her stories about, in regard to her storytelling style, are, I have very short notes, but it feels like I know a lot about what happened. You know what I mean? It's strangely insightful and very concise.
Jason Marino writes, there's a guy, he's got weed, he fucks like a conqueror, but we let this guy stay. We're like, no, he's a good guy. Jason's a good guy.
Jason got all the funny comments, though.
Yo, Jason's very funny. Yeah, basically, he broke it down, though. So that's the story. That's that, because that's interesting if that was like, what kind of lie am I going to tell? And then it's this fucking story. There's a guy, he's got weed, he gonna fuck me. Ta-da, right?
Fuck the cowboy and shit.
The cowboy shit out of you.
I owe it to my lesbian friend. This is like the ultimate, like she's got this red light by the bed. This is the ultimate place to fuck at. How dare you not be getting no dick up in here?
Well, you see, I think the idea is see how much you liked that place. You liked having sex a lot there, and you're a woman, and she's trying to get women to have sex there. It's working, right? Like, you're saying you like the place so much that maybe even if she'd asked you to come over and have sex, you might have been like, well, I do like having sex there.
Sorry, she's missing that one piece I need.
Oh, boy.
The Adam's apple, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Lori. I love a good hard Adam's apple.
Dale, I do have a question. I do have a question. Okay, first of all, once again, what's your dad's name? I have a real question. What made the cowboying so good about this particular gentleman?
The cowboying was good because we talked for so long. We smoked, but the one thing he did was, I'm talking about, you know, those fresh out of prison guys. He
did you say prison or Princeton?
Yeah. Yeah, you know damn well they is not fucking coming from Princeton.
It's an honest question. I honestly didn't hear.
Sorry. And you know damn well coming out of Princeton, they is not about to fucking cowboy shit out of you. It's got to be prison. Okay. The thing about it too is he has some massage skills. And he cracked every piece of my bed. Like, he literally, he stood me up. He, like, up places I didn't even know could crack. My arms, my back, my body, like, my feet. He pulled my face. I mean, he was like, he had some serious, like, massage skills. And then he was like, you know, the ultimate, well, turn over on your stomach and let me give you. And that was it. I was like, you know, I had to think about it.
It was almost like this guy had torn up a human body before.
Yes, I'm talking about, look. The thing about it too is, now look what I can't, look what I said. I was like, I'm so glad that I actually gave it up that night because his strength, like, I don't know if I could have said no. Like, you know, I don't know because his strength was crazy. Like, his strength was like crazy.
I'm wondering if Michael's writing down like tips.
Yeah. My phone's recording the audio. Okay. Right here next to me.
He's like, sign up for that massage class. Check.
Yeah. Go to prison. Check.
If you get out. Check.
If you're always learning on men, women think you do it really strong.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's a good second story. Does anybody have any more questions?
Michael Vargas on Facebook wants to know, what did he smell like?
Smelled like some old like African oil, you know,
and
like
say
some
it old, really like... slow.
Michael, he smelled like some African oil.
Yeah, he smelled like ruffles in the dusty trail.
He smelled like weed. Come on.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. he smelled like fresh out.
So wait, why did you guys, because you sneeze peed at the Chinese spot?
Yeah. No. I sneeze peed when we were sitting on the bench about to smoke weed. We were getting ready to smoke the weed and security had already talked to us. And then right after, like right as he lit it up, I sneezed, peed, and then I jumped up because I didn't want the pee to land on my dress.
Right. Yeah, I know what
you mean.
In
the back.
God damn. How much did you sneeze pee? Sneeze pee is like a drop. What the fuck?
Like, I know when you just can't stop.
If you don't have any underwear, if you don't have any... If you don't have any underwear, then it's still going to be like one drop. And I didn't want him, like, I'm just needing him. Come on now. I didn't want him to be like, was this some water right there? Or what was that?
So what did you do? How did you clean that up before he fucked you cowboy style or whatever you're saying? I don't know.
Felicia, let me just get the term right so you can use it when you get it. Okay, it's fuck the cowboy shit out of me.
Okay. Yeah.
From your mouth to God's ear.
I know, and I've been thinking about that the whole time. Lord, please forgive me. Okay. Anyway.
So, did you get the Chinese food? Did you ever get it?
Yeah, I got the Chinese food.
Okay.
Oh, shit. That's probably why. That's probably why I sneezed pee. They probably peed in my shit, and then I sneezed peed it.
So you ate it there. You didn't get it to go.
I got it to go. Well, I got it to go. I don't think I ever ate it there because we was going to smoke weed. And that was like, once we started smoking weed, I wasn't even hungry.
That's really strange. It does the exact opposite to me and the rest of the world, Del. No way.
No. It does me that way, but I have to come down first. Like, yeah, when I'm smoking weed, I don't.
That's true. Yeah.
You guys just
fed it to the horses then probably by the end of it.
All right. Okay. Any other questions or?
Nope. Weed makes me horny too.
Horny for Chinese food. Cream of some young guy.
Michael.
That's why we sound
Michael
for
had
just
to
last.
Ruin it.
All right, second story, Lori. That's a good name for me.
All right. Well, when we left you, we were in the crotch area, and we're going to be staying right there. Okay. So I was out doing errands one day, as a mother does, and I had to pee very, very badly, very, very badly. This was not a wait till the gas station kind of moment. And I had taken my car to one of those drive-in bays where you use the wands and stuff, right? So I'm doing the wands and I'm washing the car, and that's not helping because I have to pee and there's water and it's so I think, okay, that's fine. There's got to be a washroom here somewhere. And I have to tell you, this was an older model. It's like a two-bay thing. It's been in Calgary for a long time. Nothing has been upgraded in it. And that would mean that they've never had bathrooms in the car wash. And the doors also didn't exist. You know, the ones where you drive in and it closes behind you? There were no doors. I got so desperate that I squatted down in the corner. There were cars 30 feet away from me on Crowchild Trail. Yes, I remember where it was. And I relieved myself, put my pants on, and drove away, hoping to God there were no cameras. The end.
I mean, this sounds just plausible.
The crazy part is that it was the kind where I have to hold the tools and do all the stuff, and that there were no doors, so there was a very good chance that somebody would have seen me hanging my moon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds realistic, but honestly, so does... She seems so comfortable putting creams in places they don't belong.
Yeah. It's my special gift.
It seems like there was a lot more detail on that first story.
I know. I was trying to do the opposite of Dell.
How long was the moon out?
Oh, you know when you pee and you got to hurry because of whatever circumstance? You know, you just like bear down? It was still probably about a good 17 seconds, so...
And how long ago was this?
Ooh. Okay, I didn't have the kids with me, so they'd probably be in school. I'm going to say 10 years ago.
How long?
10 years ago? To be honest, I don't remember, but it was quite some time.
What time of year was it?
It was not cold. There was no snow. I'm going to say spring. It was pleasant out. It was a sunny day. I didn't get cold. My ass didn't get cold.
How many kids do you have, Lori?
I have two.
And both of your kids were, you had already had them when this happened?
I thought for sure you were going to ask me if I had them vaginally.
Well,
I don't know why.
She totally was asking that.
She was, wasn't she? She was like, so just how badly can you not control your bladder because of those big heads coming out of you?
Also, do you pee different after you have kids?
Yeah, you know, Kegels go a long way.
Wow, good to know.
I missed your original question, though, Jess. What was the question?
You already had, whenever you did this, you had already had both your kids.
Yes. Yep, definitely.
All right. Hmm. Jessica does go deep for the answers, Jason Marino.
I like it.
I know. She's very specific. All right. So, okay. Any more questions? We can wrap this up and go for the recap.
I'm ready to recap if we're ready to go.
Let's do it, Michael.
Did we start with Dells? Is that where we... Yeah, we must have, right? Yep. All right. So, Dell's father is Ethiopian. He sent her to Atlanta when she was 19 to live with a friend and their family. They're Ethiopian, and Dell's kind of struggling to assimilate. She just wants to know how to say the shit she needs on the table and where's the bathroom and all that kind of shit, and she's not really doing a very good job with it. She's not digging it. So she heads back to D.C., and I'm weary of my recap here because it seems like there was a bigger crux than that, but is that kind of it?
Well, I think... Wasn't it that you you only lasted like 4 months on your the first time out on your own?
Basically? Yeah.
They made you sleep on the floor.
They made both of us sleep on the floor.
Uh-huh. Is your mother also from Ethiopia?
No.
Where's she from?
She's from New Orleans.
What's her number?
Woo! Right when you think we're slowing down, Lori comes along. All right, second story. Dell's in New York City. Dell's in New York City. She's going to her homegirl's house. She's gay. Just saying. Just so you know. And by the way, dudes be hollering in NYC. And you're tired of these weak-ass fakes everywhere. So she went to meet up with a dude in NYC. And so she meets up with this guy. They hit the Chinese spot. They're about to smoke some weed and she sneezed pee. So they got to head back to that girl's house where she's like, oh, she's watching this place, by the way, like house sitting, right? Taking care of the dog. She's not there. And they head back. And then homie fucked the cowboy shit out of you. And that's like, yeah, the dogs had trashed the house when you guys got back. And you're like, what's up? Wow. This is my place. Really? You're probably stressing. The dogs fucked up the place. You're not doing your job really. And but you just said they were your dogs, bad dogs. Did you not seem like you cared that the house was messy? You got to, let's go to the bedroom.
No, it was only a studio, and I they were my dogs, and I cleaned up before I cleaned this place before I could even relax.
Damn, yeah. I was way off. That was a poor recap detail there.
I didn't let you in on that with my dogs. Yeah,
and your dogs had fucked this. For one, you've been raving about how nice this place is. You come back and your dogs have fucked this place up. I feel like you skipped what would probably be a pretty super frustrating, stressful part of the story. Like, holy shit, I have to replace all this stuff.
No, not replace, but it was like her papers because one of my dogs was a Jack Russell and they're diggers. So like when the fireworks, because that's what was happening, was like around fireworks time. So they were fireworks. So she goes to dig in like all of the files. You know, like any of you got folders.
Oh,
papers.
Please. She was like, she's getting the cowboy shit fucked up.
Yeah. Whoa.
Felicia,
I think that's what happened.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her. Christina on Facebook says that Dell rode a cowboy and she didn't sleep on the floor. Final answer.
Okay. All right. I think we've all been there. All right. Okay. All right. Let's take a vote. Let's do it. What do you think, Michael?
Well, dudes is hollering in NYC. So here's the thing. Why would if the first one's the lie, why? What's the, like, you know what I mean? There's no, like, just kidding. I would never move to Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like, where is the point? Like, where is, you know what I mean? It would be like if my story was like, so I went and got oat milk from Trader Joe's and that was my story. And it's like, that one was the lie. I don't have a Trader Joe's near my place. It's like, there's not like. Let me ask you.
No, 100%. But on top of that, my question is this, like, was your father the only one of his family to come from Ethiopia? You guys didn't know any other Ethiopian people at all? He was just Lone Jack?
Lone Jack.
Short answers. Okay. Okay.
Guys, you know how it is when you're on trial. You just answer the question.
You're saying that his name was Thomas. He knew no other Ethiopians. I don't think this guy. I don't know.
Thomas Harrison, Lone Jack.
Yeah, this is from Birmingham. Are you shitting me?
I think the first story is a lie, but I think it is the truth. I think it's maybe someone else that came to your family because I think if you had a parent that was from outside the country, you would know certain things, how they were said, even if you had an American mother.
So because you're saying.
I had a German mother from Berlin, and my dad was from Oklahoma, but I still knew how to ask for milk or how to get to the train station or, you know what I mean?
Or so how to say cowboy style, please.
Like the cowboy shit out of me.
Yeah. Well, wait, but in that case, Felicia, are you saying that if this story's a lie, she's going, I'm kidding, it's a lie. We had a girl come stay with us, and get this, she was foreign, didn't know how to speak the language. We made her sleep on the floor till she left. She lasted 4 months. Like, if it's
you don't have to make it ugly, Michael. You don't have to make it ugly.
Well, she made it sound so desperate there on the floor, and that could, if that's what she was doing to someone else, it'd be a strange story to bring to Lori.
All right.
Never know what Lori's going to say.
All right, so your vote is what, Michael?
My vote is that No, I got it's too real. It's too normal. The first story seems real. The second story seems fun and hilarious. So which one does it seem like? But maybe that's what she's doing. What are you guys voting? I'm going to base it off of you guys. I cannot think for myself.
Lori, what's your thoughts?
I'm just going to go with the gut. I'm going to say that the sleeping on the floor Ethiopian story is true.
I'm with Lori. I'm with Lori, you idiots.
Yeah, man. Why are they idiots? What's wrong with you?
I just like to get competitive, Lori. Just have my back.
Michael.
Lori, you have my back in front of my homies. You're embarrassing me.
In his defense, sometimes we are.
I say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. She had a cowboy. Absolutely.
I think so too. Yeah, we're voting together. No, what does Jason Marino say? Jason. He's going with first is true, second is lie. Oh. But you're saying this. Go ahead.
I was just going to say Vargas says that Dale's first story is a lie. So he's with us.
Yes. All right. Okay. All right. Dale Harrison. Dale Harrison. The daughter of Thomas Harrison. Which story?
Stand up.
Which story is the lie?
The first story is a lie.
Yes!
Yeah! All right. Well, all right, now we know cowboy style is a thing we can order.
Yeah. Thank you for finding the silver
cowboy line. Style.
Yeah.
So what?
Tell us about the first story then. Yeah. Where'd you get it?
The first story is a combination. First of all, my father is not Ethiopian. Okay.
We called the shit out of that, didn't we?
Yes, y'all did. And I was like, how am I going to make it through the rest of this shit? They asking me all these questions. So anyway,
wow. What a risky thing to do to tell a black lady her dad's not from Ethiopia and we're just guessing. How risky, and we were right. Wow.
No, you know what that means? You know what that means, guys? We are actually joining together as a people. When you can read down the race, you can be like, I don't give a fuck who they is. That she is lying. They is not from Ethiopia. The bitch is lying.
That's great.
No, but that was like, okay, so I did know this Ethiopian girl. I did go down to Atlanta to live for like a short time. It was longer than 4 months though. And then my mom hooked us up with her friend and we had to sleep on the floor and it was cold as shit. And, you know, her, I was lying to her family about being Ethiopian, but we didn't even spend no time over there. And I was just kind of combining all these things to.
All right. Great stories, Dill. Great stories.
Thank you so much.
Very, very
funny.
Thank
you for fooling me.
Funny.
I like it when I get fooled.
I know. Ew.
Yeah. Ew.
All right, let's move on.
That's true. Vargas says, Calvin. You want some cowgirl style Chinese food? And Christina said, woohoo, she wrote a cowboy. That's my girl.
That's awesome. That's so sweet.
All right, Michael. So why don't you go ahead and tell Lori's two stories?
All right, Lori. Lori's stories. So early in her career doing comedy, she played a home gig, like a passion party. It's at a friend's house. And her friend, before she's about to go on and do a set, is like, hey, why don't you take a dollop of this nipple cream and try a little bit on your clit there instead? And so it shows she butters it up, does her set, adrenaline takes over, has a pretty good set. Second story, she's doing some errands. This is like maybe 10 years ago. Still an adult. That's an irrelevant detail. She had to pee bad doing errands. She's out doing errands. And then she's in one of those areas where it's like a bay you pull up to with the wands, the vacuum. She's cleaning out the car after a car wash, right? She's got to piss bad. Shouldn't have started that if you had to pee a little in the first place. There's no bathrooms at the car wash. And so she just did it right there in the car wash. Actually, I just said two different things. I said you were in the bay, but now you're... Did you pee in the car wash or in the bay after the car wash?
Well, in the bay. Like, the car wash is... The bay is part of the car wash.
So your car was floating in the water.
No. What are you? Why would my car be floating in the water, you weirdo?
The bay. I'm joking. It was a bad joke. We swing and we miss sometimes.
Oh, it was a water joke. That wasn't so bad.
I hope we had full coverage. Anyway.
a two-door car or a four-door car?
Four.
Did you open both doors and squat in between?
No, I wasn't. Wow. No, if I was in the car, I would have been more visible, which is why I went into a corner.
How would you be more visible if people are 30 feet away, which is what I believe you said, right, Michael?
Right,
I did.
Felicia.
How can I explain it? It's they're going up a road. I'm on the right. If they look over, you can see a car in the bay. So if I'm any movement in the car, I'm convinced that's going to out me, which is why I just went to the corner. Also, I didn't know if there were cameras. I looked, but I was like, the cameras would be on the cars, not over there where I'm hiding to pee.
Did you have towels with you to wipe
the car
down?
No!
No, and...
They were to wipe my puss down. What is wrong with you?
She had to hurry back because she had no underwear. She didn't want to go on her dress.
I wish I had a towel that day. Thank you, Felicia. I could have used one.
And you didn't have an empty soda cup or anything that you could have peed in the car?
Okay.
Hey, if I could do that...
As a woman, I am upset that you would even think that I could aim into a soda bottle.
No, cup.
No, I did not.
Unless those children made it to where it's even a cup isn't.
I would totally have used a cup if there was one.
Okay, right.
I mean, I'm not a monster.
If people see your ass and like, if you were to have been caught by people, you're in Canada, they'll probably apologize to you for seeing your ass around the way. Everybody's so good. Okay, here's the thing.
We're sorry that we looked directly at it.
Oh, sorry is so cute. So here's the thing. If I go with logic again, basically the second story, it's just more, look at how much she knows about the street, the layout of where this joint is at. She's looking at it in her head as she describes it to us, clearly. And then also this top story is, again, a little ridiculous. Like, she'd just be like, nah, I would never do that. That's crazy. But I have peed in a car, which I had to pee pretty bad. I don't know. It just seems more believable. But going with logic fucked me last time, cowboy style. So I don't want to do it.
I'm going to say the first story is true. She put the nipple cream on her puss. And she shouldn't hang out with that girl anymore.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I think the first story is true.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Felicia again. But in the bay, because if you're a pro outside peer emergency like I am, You know, you open both doors.
A pro. What does that mean? She's like, I'll go about anywhere.
Pro. And also, Vargas said Felicia has definitely peed in a cup, and Lori definitely used the nipple cream.
All right. Jason says that he doesn't think that the second story is her story. Yeah, I mean, I think she's washing her car, and her kid was there, and she's like, I'm going to wash the car! Go pee over there! I think it's her kid's story.
Why am I so mean as a mother?
I don't know.
Honestly, it's just because my friend's mom was named Lori, and she was a huge bitch. I've just been carrying it right on over to you.
But, I'm glad we're unpacking this together in a safe space.
Yeah, if you catch your kid drinking with his friend Michael in the eighth grade and you ground him for 2 months, I won't be surprised at all.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
I believe what Felicia believes, but about the other story, I think that this house gig shit happened. It's gone down, but to someone else. And she really peed in that car wash.
Okay. All right.
I think it's voted. A combo of a club pee and a car wash story.
So which one do you think is true?
Oh, I definitely think the first one is true.
Okay.
All right. The first one is true as well.
Okay. All right. Lori Gibbs, which story is the lie?
The lie is the nipple cream.
What? Oh my God.
You did it.
Oh my God. I just knew you were telling the truth.
I thought you were when you were lying too. We're a great couple.
Oh wow.
Damn it.
I know. How did you All right. How did you come up with that nipple cream story?
Before I got into comedy, I did go to a passion party and the hostess had us put the nipple cream on our clitori with the stir sticks, but there I wasn't even a comedian yet. We just did that.
Damn it! I knew it. I've been to those passion parties. They do that shit.
That is fucked up. That you would do that and not because someone was gonna pay you to do comedy, like to get your check. That you would just fucking do that.
Wait a second. Crazy. You guys get paid to do comedy? I've been volunteering.
Wow. You guys are such awesome guests.
Journal use only.
Wow.
I'm supposed to do that.
You guys are great guests. Thank you so much. We had so much fun with you guys tonight. Tell us something about yourselves, where you would like to direct people to follow you on Instagram or whatever, Del.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Felicia.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody in the comments. Please download my debut comedy album called Oh Yeah Girl on all music outlets. If you look it up, it's just Del Harrison. Look up Del Harrison Comedy and it'll just, you know, comedy album and it'll come right up. And I also have a song out there called Boom Boom. So download that too while you're at it. You might as well.
Do it.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much. And what about you, Lori?
Well, can't do much comedy right now, but I do a morning radio show in Calgary that I'm sure you're all going to tune into starting tomorrow and every day for the rest of your life. It's on 95.9 CHR. And also, if you need to find me on social media, you'll find me. And if I'm not there, I will be with Del's imaginary Ethiopian father.
Yeah, get cow style.
Okay. All right, you guys are awesome. I'm Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board.
At Felicia Michaels.
You can follow me.
What about you, Michael Evans?
I'm Michael Evans. Follow me on Instagram at Michael Evans LOL. I'll send you a dick pic. I'm just saying it straight up like that. I'm just going to start saying it straight up like that.
Wow.
You see right. That? I was like, today I thought I should just try not saying that I'm kidding after that in any way. And it got Felicia immediately. She's like, whoa, wait.
All right. What about you, Jessica?
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Give me a follow. I might be going to Sacramento at the end of this month for a festival. I may not. I don't know, because COVID. Thank you, guys. And as always, you have been lied to, cowboy style.
I'm not telling that
one. Disney, believe you.
You're the real liar. Please stand up.
What? She's totally serious.
And you have been lied to.